From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State. Final weekend. I forgot this in the first segment. My apologies. Final weekend to tip up town this weekend. And sadly, a sad light on tip up town. The Michigan DNR is reporting that they have found the bodies of seven mallard ducks that were apparently killed by somebody on a snowmobile over on the east shore of the lake. And I mean, look, all signs point to a snowmobiler that hit these ducks. There's still one duck that they found injured and will be set off to somebody for rehab and for, you know, to save this duck. And they say there's another one with a broken wing somewhere in the area that they're looking to find. But in total, seven dead. And not cool, man. Just, you know what? It's not funny. It's not funny to run over wildlife with snowmobiles, okay? That is more fuel for the anti-hunting organizations out there. Don't need it. Don't need that kind of light being shed on anybody hurting wildlife in that manner. So with that being said, moving forward on the show, I want to thank our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral for bringing you Wild Michigan. Also, HHA Sports, makers of the Optimizer Kingpin sights. Great stuff, man. Single pin archery sights, adjustable yardage. We'll be doing more on that as we go, but you can find those links on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Also very proud to be working with Dart and Archery out of Hale, Michigan. And we spoke in the first hour about a world record elk being taken with a crossbow, an old Dart and crossbow. Now we're going to go just world class and welcome our good friend David A. Rose from wildfishing.com. David, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm better now that you've mentioned the words world class in there with my name.
I had to do it. We don't have any slackers on this show.
That's right. You had to do it because I put it in your contract.
You did. Okay, I'm the biggest slacker of the show, but lots of cool things going on, man. We've got we're full-fledged ice fishing. We have ice. Took a little bit longer to get to us this year because look, last year we were ice fishing November.
Right. You know, actually, a lot of my friends were up here in the northwest corner of the lower Michigan. We're ice fishing again in November. Actually, some of the earliest they had ever ice fished. But then, of course, we had that warm spell that really put, you know, it took a lot of lakes that were actually frozen and opened them right back up.
Yeah, it did. And now we've got, you know, still be careful. Be careful when you go out ice fishing, first and foremost. Spud your way out there. Yep. We have lots of ice fishing. Saginaw River has been doing really well this year. With the walleye, been seeing a lot of that, and up north your way, up in the Traverse City area, what have you guys, what have you seen?
Well, you know, it's been a real mix of fish. You know, of course, the smaller lakes up here start to freeze, and the bluegills and the crappies and the perch lakes and stuff like that, you could get out on there and catch some nice panfish and whatnot, even a few bass when December was still here, and we could legally target bass through the ice. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool, actually. It is fun to target bass. And then, of course, as the larger lakes are now starting to freeze up and get safe ice. Yeah, we're starting to see maybe a little bit of lake trout fishing, some pike fishing, some walleye fishing, and I'm going smelt fishing.
Oh, you dog!
That's right. I live very near a few different smelt lakes up here, so it's pretty cool. The hard part is just deciding which one to go to, you know?
Right. Well, that's got to be tough. And, of course, a lot of us right now who love smelt are wondering, you're jigging tiny. You're jigging tiny. Tell me how you're doing that.
Well, you know, I'm taking I like to use a very tiny jig, like you said. Now, some people will use these jigs, and they'll have a dropper line on them, maybe a Swedish pimple with a small 2-inch dropper, you know, a piece of monofilament, a tiny hook where they put their bait, or they'll use a Haley jig or something like that, where, you know, you've got a lot of weight and it gets down in the water column fast. But I like to use, something like a, I'm trying to think what they're called, the, like, custom jigs and spins. They make a couple different What is that? Tungsten. There we go.
Tungsten,
which is heavier than lead. So you can get a very small bait, like a, you know, a size little 14 whatever hook on there with a small check eye or moon eye or something like that. And that tiny little jig will drop down in the water column better than just maybe the standard panfish jig that's made out of lead. And, yeah, put a tiny little, one little spike, one of those little maggots on there.
Mm-hmm.
You use a sonar. You can figure out where in the water column the schools of smelt are. Make sure that jig gets down in their little faces and catch away.
Now, when you're jigging for smelt, you know, I'm sure they're going to kind of show up as a blob, maybe, if you're using a graph or on your flash, or maybe show up pretty well. How are they going to stay suspended? Are you going to have to move around hole to hole to find them? How? See, this is all new to me.
Okay. Well, for the most part, smelt are pretty easy in the fact that you drill your couple holes and you get to stay there. You don't have to do a lot of moving because you're getting out over deeper water. You're getting over 40, 50, 60, whatever foot of water. And, of course, like a small bait fish, think about alewives, you know, schooling up and moving around. Well, that's what these smelt do. So they will come in schools and come through. And what you're doing is you put an underwater light down. There's several different on the market. I just got a new one from AquaView called a BioLoom. So it's LED light. It actually goes under the water. And what that does is it attracts all that little zooplankton in. And, of course, that's what the smelt are eating.
Absolutely.
And it actually brings it in. The smelt will, because there's all that zooplankton in your area, they will stay under your holes for a little while longer.
You know, that's very interesting. I got that email release, the press release on that light. And I'm like, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yep. You know, there's a few different ones on the market, and they're all different, but I like the LED version of it. You know, the other ones, you have to be careful because they're an actual, I mean, very hot light bulb. You never turn them on when they're out of the water because they'll explode, or you got to be careful not to turn them on and then stick them in the cold water because they'll explode, or, you know, you have to be careful with them. Where the LED light, yeah, it's a little more forgiving.
Now, listen, okay, here's something. We are so tech savvy nowadays. We have our AquaView underwater camera. We have our like I'm using a Humminbird sonar system. We now have the light from AquaView. How much is too much, David?
Well, you can. My buddy, he was just laughing because he went smelt fishing last night. And he goes, "Man, I just take too much stuff anymore." Really, when you're okay, smelt fishing for an example, going to have an underwater light, so you're going to have some kind of a battery source. Actually, ones that work real well are like a wheelchair battery, that gel-filled battery that just lasts nice, and it's not as big as like a heavy-duty, you know, car battery or something like that.
Sure.
Excuse me. And then, an ultralight rod with some 2-pound test line and some small jigs and a handful of maggots and stuff like that. And that's really it. I mean, of course, you got to have a small, you know, a hand auger is all you need to get your hole. You don't probably need a power auger or something mm-hmm. like that. Because the holes are relatively small, for smelt. So, you can take too much stuff out on the ice. But if you're going to be out there all day and you happen to have a sled or a shanty that can haul a lot of stuff, well, then by all means, you know, take all your tools. But, there's a happy medium in there, and you'll figure out what you use and what you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I mean, I love having the toys. But, again, you have to really weigh what you really need and what you don't need. David A. Rose is our guest. Wildfishing.com is his website. You can find a link to him, maybe a book a trip with David. And you probably noticed some of his writings as an outdoor writer. And in the next segment, we're going to speak with David about Outdoorama coming to the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi.
Sounds good.
Big event that's coming up. And, of course, all of this, if you missed any of it, you can pick us up on our podcast at wildmichiganradio.com. But we love our affiliates as well. So stick around. More David coming your way. And world-class smelt fishing added to the list of the fine segments here on Wild Michigan. Thanks so much to our first hour guests, Rick Webster from Tricky Ricky Fishing Lures, Mike Hoskins, Safari Club International, Al Henderson, the new world record holder for elk using a crossbow. If you didn't hear that story, you need to. So cool. All that and more, wildmichiganradio.com.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, Alex Clark. All over the world, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast. Check out the website, man. I put a lot of work into that website, redoing the events page, some cool things on there, some sponsors that are on there. We have so much new content on the show, even some video from ATA when we went down there that we filmed my good buddy Nick Munt from Michael Waddell's Bone Collector. He was down there with Michael Waddell. They were singing and playing guitar with a couple of guys from Kenny Chesney's band and another famous guy, Dierks Bentley. You might have heard of him if you're a country music fan. But they were down there, and it was a good time. That video is on the website as well. But right now, we are talking to David A. Rose. He is in our Meet the Experts section on Wild MichiganRadio.com. David, we have another show making its way towards the end of next month, February 26th, March 1st. The long show, Outdoorama, coming to the Suburban Collection Showplace. And this is going to feature some fishing guys, Mark Martin, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, Lance Valentine, our walleye expert here on the show, and smallmouth fishing with Captain Wayne Carpenter.
Yeah, that's quite a venue they have there at Outdoorama. Of course, you know, it leans on the side of the hunting, which is cool.
Sure.
And there's just a lot to see and do. We've got the fishing-type seminars coming up, too. And, in fact, right now they've got me scheduled to do some seminars on my trip to Alaska I took a couple years ago. We spent 3 weeks in an RV. So just talking about that, some of the fishing opportunities, and I didn't hunt while I was there, so we'll mainly talk about the fishing opportunities and that, and just, you know, what to expect if you just go with your bride like I did and travel Alaska. So there's a real wide variety of stuff they talk about at Outdoorama.
You know, and one of the things you and I talked about off air on the phone, I have the opportunity, fingers so crossed, we are working right now on getting to Ireland to County Clare with our friend Owen O'Hagan to talk a little bit about fishing, the wild trout fishing and fly fishing for pike on Loch Derg in County Clare. That is something we're looking forward to doing. And one of the things we had talked about is booking your flight when you know you're going to go someplace like this, booking your flight way far in advance, the amount of money you save.
Oh, it is amazing. When they first start booking flights, now usually an airline about a year out from your trip is when you want to start looking. And that's what my wife and I started doing. We were going in late August, early September. And, we started looking, you know, literally a year before. All of a sudden there was, out of Traverse City, Michigan to Anchorage, Alaska, $180 round trip on Delta. And I said, hit send, you know, hit it, bye, put the credit card in. Because, you know, that's an amazing price to get that. You can't even drive to, you know, Florida from Michigan to run that back with gas.
No. Even though gas is lowered considerably. Still, flying to Alaska, man, it was an amazing event. And you'll be speaking about that at the upcoming Outdoorama.
Yep.
But there's a lot of other anglers that will be there as well, and I know you have a little bit of a hand in this. Our good friend Captain Mike Patiglio that we've been out muskie fishing with on Lake St. Clair, he'll be doing a seminar there. And Mike Schultz from Schultz Outfitters will be doing some fly fishing talk as well.
Yeah, those are all great guys. I mean, they really know their stuff, and that's why the company called Showspan, who manages Outdoorama, that's why they hire these guys and gals, because these are some of the best of the best. So, yeah, definitely worth, you know, obviously there's all the new product and the booths and this and that and everything like that, but always plan on stopping and watching a seminar or two.
Now, you know, that's something, the fly fishing aspect of things for me is something that I've not really done. But guess what? The skills will have to be honed, because I'll be, again, hopefully fishing Ireland, man, that with the opportunity to do some fly fishing. And I don't want to go out there looking like a rookie.
Well, everybody looks like a rookie at one time or another. Even some of the best fly casters in the world have what we call it a wind shot, you know, where the wind grabs your fly, that's your excuse, and flings it off to the side or something. But practice makes perfect, Duran, you know that.
Absolutely. Now, Outdoorama will feature the Big Buck Night there with Jimmy and Jenny from Michigan Out of Doors. What are some of the other features we'll see there?
Oh, my goodness. I got That's a good question. Let me think. of course, you got all the different, like I say, the different vendors, new product that comes up, things like that. They're not having the jumping dogs this year.
Okay.
And I am trying to remember what is going in their place. You'll have to forgive me because they hire me to do the announcements and stuff like that, and I haven't had a chance to look at the entire venue.
I've stumped you. I feel bad.
Don't you feel? But you should feel good about yourself. You know that?
But you know what? Other perennial favorites that will be there: Teresa May Brier with Team Morel. As hopefully we will have a good Morel season, because that's a pretty big part of hunting for people too.
Oh, I'd say that is a huge aspect of hunting for people. It doesn't matter if they're a tree hugger or hunter and gatherer, angler or whatever. Yeah, nothing goes better with any kind of meal than morels.
You'll have a deer processing demonstration with Country Smokehouse. Our friends at Commemorative Bucks of Michigan will be there scoring as well.
See, that's really cool stuff. I mean, for anybody to be able to, you know, bring their rack in and get an official score and stuff like that, that's really cool stuff.
You know, and Terry McBurney, who's another perennial favorite with his antique fishing tackle. I love Terry. He's a great guy. And if you've got any old tackle, grandpa's old stuff, maybe it's in the box, maybe it's just some freaky looking thing that you would never throw in the water yourself, he'll be there to give a little insight, because the guy has seen about everything, and when he sees something special, he's lit up like a Christmas tree for the whole week.
Oh, it is a really cool display, and it's really cool that people can bring their stuff in and just learn more about Grandpa's lure, how many were made, what colors they came in. I mean, what Terry knows is pretty amazing. Like you say, if you got one laying around, you might even buy it off you if you want to sell it.
No, he's, again, we've come up on him after amazing discoveries, and it's just, I mean, he'll show you all the detail. And again, you might have like the $20 Findingo or an old Bassarino or something. I love these names. We don't have the cool names like that anymore.
I know. I like the Findingo. That's just nice.
Have you ever seen one of those Findingos? It's like, how does that thing swim?
Well, I'll tell you what, there was a lot of imaginative minds. And you know, just a quick aspect about all that. Anytime after wartime, doesn't matter if it was World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, into all the different Middle Eastern stuff we're doing now, that's when most of the lures are created, because you have these servicemen and women overseas. All they want to do is be home, casting a line. And it's really cool when you really look at when these lures come out and just in the minds of these people, how they came up with some of this stuff. Really cool.
Again, that'll happen February 26th is the starting date through March 1st. And we've got some tickets to give away. You want to get on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Shoot me an email. There's an email form on there. Just put Outdoorama in the subject line, and we'll hook a bunch of people up with some tickets. I got a bunch to give away, so you could be a winner. Just go to outdoormailbag@gmail.com. In the subject line, put in Outdoorama, and you might get hooked up with some tickets. Pretty simple stuff.
So
what do you got?
Prize.
What do you got coming up for you?
Well, of course, you talked about Outdoorama. I'm hoping to get up to Black Lake and watch them spear some sturgeon, see if they get any this year. That's always a real fun time up there. On Black Lake near Sheboygan, Onaway area. And, oh my goodness, I'm hoping to get out ice fishing for fun. I've been on the water. I was at Mark Martin's ice fishing school.
Sure.
I was working, so I was taking pictures, so I didn't really get a chance to fish. So I want to catch a fish. That's my goal.
David A. Rose here on Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time, in a state 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to David A. Rose for joining us in the previous segments. First hour of the show. Great stuff, man. We were talking about our new sponsors, Dart and Archery, and we just got back from the Archery Trade Association show. We had the opportunity to check and shoot the new Rebel crossbow from Darton, and we had a great story with Al Henderson, the new world record holder for an elk taken with a crossbow. The story was Al's buddy bought an old Darton crossbow from the Craigslist, like dirt cheap. Next thing you know, 426 and an eighth is the new record with a crossbow. And Al Henderson, what a great guy. Fun story. Another gentleman I had the opportunity to hang out with briefly at the Archery Trade Association show, Dave Thomas, Bowhunter Planet, joins us on the show right now. Dave, you actually, because Bowhunter Planet does such in-depth work on compound bows, you actually got to shoot more than the one or two that I did.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's a ton of great bows this year. I mean, for the last couple of years, we've seen a huge trend, and these companies are really pushing hard, and the technology seems to be getting better and better, and some ideas that, you know, are what we call new today are actually things that have been done a long time ago, but that's okay, because they brought it back hot and, you know, give people a new perspective.
Now, aside from aesthetics, in cam design, look, it's got to be tough to come out with something that's not so radical that, you know, when you draw, it just kind of rips your arm off. I mean, there has to be something new and innovative that you might have seen at the show that I apparently overlooked.
Yeah, I think with cam design, I think it's pretty safe to say that most of it's all patented already, either through Darden or, you know, all the other major bow companies. They all carry a lot of patents into the cam, so you're not really getting a ton of new stuff. However, Darden did just launch on the 700 a new cam system that is not only fast, but it has a module system that you can actually change draw length without having an external mod be put on it. So it's actually groundbreaking, because now you're getting the same kind of speeds and power in a cam system that you can just simply, as a dealer, control the mods without having to go buy separate mods for different people to size it right.
You know, some of the bows I've had in the past have come with the extra modules that you have to adjust for length and whatnot, and then another one had done it so you could just change the draw length on the bow without a bow press. And these are some of the innovations over the years that have been really, really good and helpful to the at-home person.
Yeah, and, you know, some pretty cool stuff on ATA archery bows this year, and they've actually had this for a couple of years, but some people might not know this, but APA is built out of Canada. They're a Canadian bow company, pretty much the largest Canadian bow company. And they actually have an innovation where you can step on the handle, pull back the string. I'm sorry, you step on the string, pull this handle, and you can lock out a cam system. And there's like a locking system where you can break down a bow pretty much in seconds. It's pretty cool, actually. If you haven't seen that, it's definitely something to take a peek at. It's very unique.
You know, one of the Canadian bow companies, and this still may be the same one, that even in the riser, there was form and function. I mean, something, tools that you never knew were even possible in a bow.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's something you could tighten your broadheads without slicing your fingers off. It was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's different, it's innovative, and that's one thing I love about APA, what they do is just they really like to get innovative with the riser itself, you know, putting in, like you said, a broadhead sharpener, a broadhead turner, a knock turner, just a whole bunch of great stuff on, and when it comes to the riser itself and throwing, you know, little fun things, they got a fang hook, they call it, on the top of it, where you can hang it on a tree limb without having to have a bow hanger, so it can hang itself. Pretty interesting stuff, you know, and every bow company is different. There's so many great bows this year. It's very difficult for a person to pick up one bow brand and say it's the best bow.
Sure.
I can tell you this, when it comes to technology, obviously Darden leads the charge in that. And, you know, their bow design, you know, sure, you might, you know, we've seen the 3800 for a few years now, but the truth is they've always been changing it slightly and slightly to make the best bow, the Cadillac of bows, what you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking a super fast bow that's efficient and tried and true. So they're not just simply launching a new bow every single year. They're making the bow the best bow it can possibly be. So it's very smart in the way that, you know, they're really trying to critique one bow to make it the best bow it's possible, you know, the Cadillac of the market.
Absolutely. Dave Thomas, bowhunterplanet.com, joins us here. There is a link. We have a new page on wildmichiganradio.com. Talks about our media partners, and there's some video from Bowhunter Planet on there. Let's talk real quickly about broadheads. Man, that is a market that is flooded with something new every year. We talked to the folks at Ramcat. That's a really good-looking broadhead. I love mechanicals. But there are some mechanicals that are, you know, their marketing is great, but I've had just moderate success with.
I think in the broadhead segment, we see a huge array of broadheads, and I think personally, from what we've done over the years with our testing, we seem to get mixed results no matter which brand you're talking. So an example would be Rage. We've had huge success with the two-blade Rage on our teams. But when we talk to external people, so there's a lot of people who are disappointed in the broadhead in different ways. So I think it's just a matter of each person and their shop placement, what they're doing, a three-blade to a two-blade, you're talking mechanical. When you get to the fixed market, I think it's a little more a fixed position, I guess, there's not as much change. The Montech, obviously, is one of the best well-known, fixed blade broadheads there is, and people over the years have, tried and true, they know it works, it's built from a solid piece of metal, it's not put together in pieces or anything, but the point is that each person can have a different experience with different broadheads, and we've tested lots of them. I'm talking, I can't even describe how many, probably everyone in the industry, to be honest. And, we've had mixed results with all of them. We've had some at 50 yards. The first shot's perfect. The next shot weaves off, a foot to the left. So, it's all about precision. It's about manufacturing. It's about, anything can go wrong to throw off a broadhead.
This is one of the things I noticed. We have some of the Asian companies come in there. They're very into traditional archery. Rexbid was one of the broadhead companies out of Korea that we looked at. It was strange, and I don't know what this is, and I'm not trying to call people out, but it seems those companies aren't flooded with people. I don't know if it's maybe a language barrier sometimes, but they don't seem to get the attention that a lot of the American companies, and maybe just because they're not an American company, but they give us samples of some of their broadheads, a fixed blade that looks pretty normal and a mechanical that was expands backwards on contact. But there was one that had like two wheels inside the broadhead, very small wheels, which in terms of science, I get it because it would deflect bone a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you ever saw that or not, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, I think generally with those companies, first off, obviously the show's in America, so, a lot of people are drawn to the American brands, American marketing. It's already been kind of entwined in us and, through the years, and obviously Fred Bear. I mean, it goes back to historical, for us, for our heritage. But, for them, their packs are being sold. It's just they're being sold under American names. If you look at the back of some packages of broadheads, they're made in China, they're made in Korea.
Right.
So, technically, some of that stuff is being done. It's just not labeled that way. It looks different. And, personally, I have no issue with it either way. I mean, people sell them, they sell them.
Sure.
Some of the best products in the market are made in China. And people are like, oh, I want American made. Well, it's not. I'm sorry to tell you, but you got to look at the back of the package if you're really looking for only American made stuff.
Yeah, and they'll be very sure to tell you they're American-made. Bowhunterplanet.com, Dave Thomas. You got about 20 seconds. Tell me what's up for this month in BHP.
Oh, man, we're getting back into the starting our photo sessions now, so we got to do some snow photo shoots. That's always fun. And then just keep pushing. We got a lot of good test lab stuff coming up. Testers needed on the Facebook. And so if you're online, definitely check that out. Chance to win a whole bunch of great stuff coming up.
All right, Dave Thomas, bowhunterplanet.com. Find him, and you can listen to him monthly here on Wild Michigan. Links to bowhunterplanet.com on our media partners page at wildmichiganradio.com.
Nick Munch of Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back blast, book knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Pick up the podcast and all the other stuff. See our sponsors, Dart and Archery, HHA, and Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. You can also find out how to join us at the 2015 Michigan Deer Camp with Whitetails Unlimited. That big event is going to be happening February 14th. I know it's Valentine's Day, but you can join us anyway at the Lansing Center with my good friend Tom Nelson as the special guest speaker that evening. It's going to be a good time. Lots of food, lots of fun, lots of prizes with our friends at Whitetails Unlimited. Yesterday, or actually earlier in the week, I get email updates from the Michigan DNR, and what's funny is they announced the three winners of the Michigan's Pure Hunt, the Pure Michigan Hunt, the hunt of a lifetime that kind of gives all year long. Going through the list, I look and I see a very familiar name, that name being of Mike DiLorenzo of Rochester. Now, a little history on Mike. He's been an author and a friend of the show for a number of years, and his books, Adventures with Johnny, Outdoor Adventures for Kids, have been featured here on the show. And when I saw the name, I called Mike up and I said, is this Mike DiLorenzo of Rochester, the Pure Michigan Hunt winner? And first thing, Mike joins us right now, out of his mouth was, how the heck did you hear about that already?
It was. You got your thumb on the pulse of what's going on here at Michigan Outdoors. You always do.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man.
Outstanding. I am so thrilled to be able to talk about it because I haven't stopped talking about it since I found out. This is awesome for me.
It is. And, you know, this is the cool thing about this. It's a $5 application, okay? And how many did you put in for, Mike?
Well, there's two funny things to that because the entry date is from March 1st to the last day of December. I put my applications in at 7 p.m. on December 31st. So I figured mine was at the top of the stack, and they just grabbed the first one available. I only bought five.
You bought five.
That was it.
See?
Thrilled.
You spent $25. You have a whole year and lifetime of memories ahead of you.
Absolutely.
That have not been made yet. And conversely, as I spoke with you in regards to winning this, I don't want to throw myself into the mix of coolness here, but the last day of the elk applications in 2013, I bought one chance.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I had Russ Mason call me, congratulated me on the any elk tag that I got for Michigan, which ended up being the most stressful thing in my life ever done. Couldn't afford a guide doing anything else. But to now have a year's full of winning, essentially, man, you've got a lot to look forward to, and elk being one of them.
Well, you know, as far as that goes, first of all, prior to, if I would not have won this hunt, and I knew that you received any elk tag with only 3 years of trying, and I have tried for more than 20 years to get any elk tag, okay, I was terribly envious of folks like you that had that kind of luck. But now, I have, as I like to quote Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year through. I start with a guided turkey hunt in the springtime. There's also a fall turkey hunt. There's a first season bear tag. I used a first season tag just a couple years ago, so it'd be 5 to 7 years before I build up enough preference points to get a first season tag. So that's in there. A duck hunt, there's a pheasant hunt, of which many of these can be shared with other folks as well. And obviously, you know, having your friends or family along with you really adds to the whole level of the event. But for me, the big daddy of this whole thing, and there's tremendous gifts, you know, as far as guns and equipment, things like that, appreciative of all of that. But the crescendo of this whole thing is that bull elk hunt. I am literally counting the minutes to that, even though it's 9 months away.
You know what? It is such an incredible thing to do an elk hunt in Michigan. And mm-hmm. like you said, so many people have tried for so many years to get an elk tag. And it's so difficult because our herd is limited. They even scaled down the amount last year.
Yeah, so I mean, even further reduced your options. And I'll be very honest with you. Occasionally, I have a tendency to use a foul word or two. Never on a radio show.
No, never.
So when I got the call from Russ Mason, I initially just assumed with the characters that I hang with that one of them was playing a joke on me. And I might have used a few profanities in expressing my displeasure. Well, finally, once I realized that I actually won this thing, I am a bit excitable. Then I really hit him with it because I just couldn't believe I won something like this. It was absolutely awesome.
Now, I'm sorry.
2 days later, he had his public relations gal call me and says, I'm doing a press release, and I have to provide quotes from when the winner initially got the news. Russ says, I can't use any of yours. Okay, so can you clean it up and give me something I can use? Which I did.
Now, I'm not thinking there's a whole lot that shocks Russ Mason. Dr. Russ Mason, the chief of wildlife. But then again, I've never been on the receiving end of what somebody might have deemed a practical joke either.
Right, right. Well, I think that I'm on good speaking terms with Russ. After that, I did apologize profusely, but I really did not believe it. And bigger pranks have played on me before, so I thought this was just one of those. Now that, I mean, really, I think what it truly hit home, you know, after I got my congratulations letter just a day or two before the press release was out, and when that press release came out from the state, I have heard from folks I haven't heard from in months or even years. So it's been awesome. Had an awful lot of fun with this already.
I mean, there's so much. Speaking of Mike DiLorenzo, one of the three winners of the Pure Michigan Hunt here on Wild Michigan. I mean, there's so much stuff. There are guns, crossbow from Dart and Archery, one of our sponsors here, yep, who produce some wonderful products. I'm looking at the list, 30-06 rifles, some a Quickie Quiver from another great Michigan company, traps, a GoPro camera, Cabela's gift card. And one of the cool things I'm going to tell you right now to look forward to is the half-day fully guided pheasant hunt at Bear Creek Hunt Club of Saline. Russ and Rob down there are top-notch guys. I have had the opportunity to hunt with my good friend, Russ Bartel, numerous times at that facility, and they do a top-notch job at Bear Creek. So,
oh, that's awesome. That's just one more thing I look forward to, and I can't wait to have that experience with my son and the guys that I hunt with. There's also a duck hunt that, you know, includes three of my cohorts as well, and that's awesome. Some of these things, I mean, I've been hunting for 40 years down here, so that's a hint at my age. So some of those things I have, some of those things I look forward to providing as, you know, tremendous gifts to some of my hunting friends who I've shared so many great memories with. It really just, I mean, there's so many things for any of us three winners to enjoy in that, that it's just, as I ended up saying in my cleaned up version, I mean, I'm really humbled to win something like this. I've never won anything close to this, so can't tell you how thrilled I am.
And you know, and on my part too, it's very cool to know that somebody that we like so well, an overall good person, I'm not saying anybody else isn't. I'm just saying to know. I'm saying to know someone that, right, that won this hunt, is cool. I mean, I know people that have drawn elk tags in the past. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. It's never going to happen. It's since happened, and when you do that hunt, it'll be just incredible. Whatever you get.
Absolutely. And my wife has seen me for 20 plus years sending the application and get my response. You know, thanks for applying. We appreciate the funds, but sorry, Charlie. So she has, you know, she says to her friend she's been living with an unbelievably obnoxious husband for the last 2 weeks. And it's, hey, the year is young. I got a whole year to express this kind of excitement over it. I don't know how I could be more excited.
You just tell her that this is only January and you've got a whole year to go.
Absolutely, and it just builds up as hunting season approaches.
And so, I don't, knowing her, what little I do, I think she'll tolerate you.
Oh, I think so. I have to share this with you, Duran, because she has a new level of appreciation. When you first met her, although she has a husband that hunted, she never hunted. She got her first buck with a crossbow this year.
Excellent.
And now she understands the thrill of hunting and can appreciate this Pure Michigan hunt and what it means to me even more because she's felt all the emotions tied to hunting, and I'm thrilled about that.
Well, that is an absolutely amazing thing, Mike DiLorenzo. Still going real quickly. I got a few seconds left here, but Adventures with Johnny still doing well, I'm assuming?
Still doing well. We still got all four of our books out there, and Johnny continues to beat me in every outdoor pursuit that he takes upon himself. So, well, I guess I taught him well.
Well, excellent, man. Congratulations again, and thanks so much to our sponsors, Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, Darton
Always
Archery.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Mike. Darton Archery, who is also providing in the Pure Michigan Hunt. Thanks to our friends at Lucky Buck, and thanks so much to HHA, the Optimizer, single pin sights. Find them all at wildmichiganradio.com.